Leafs fam, hockey world, what is going on? This is the Leafs Convo podcast. I'm Norman James. We have more special stuff for you. Mike Augello is in Dallas, Texas. He's getting the lay of the land a day out from the NHL entry draft. In the meantime, we are back here waiting and wondering. But we don't have to sit twiddling our thumbs. We can analyze some of the players Kyle Dubas might select with the 25th pick come Friday night. Once again, here's our man, Kyle Outridge, with the take.
Hey Norm, just Kyle back here with another pick for you on the take. Today I got Rasmus Sandin, the defenseman out of Sweden. He's 5'11", 186 pounds. He shoots left. He played in the Sioux last year for the Greyhounds. He had 12 goals, 33 assists, and 45 points. That was in 51 games, which is so gives him almost a point per game average. He played in 11 playoff games as well for the Greyhounds. He had 7 points. He captained Team Sweden in the Ivan Hlinka tournament. He had 3 points in 5 games for Sweden as well, so that's not too bad. And everything I've seen so far, I mean, he's a pretty good skater. He's got great agility. He doesn't have no problem turning, getting on his edges and going. His lower body strength is great, which helps him get, you know, get positioning. He's extremely intelligent player. Sorry, he's poised with the puck. He's got great vision and his arsenal of shots. He's got all of them: the slap shot, the wrist shot, and the snap shot. The wrist shot and the snap shot, however, are his favorite, and he's got a pretty quick release when you watch him. He shoots it really quick and doesn't give the goalies much time to set up. His slap shot, he likes it. He can hammer it, but it gets up there in the midsection to the head, and it's a pretty dangerous shot when you're an opposing team or even a teammate at that point. But he's physical. Sandin's definitely physical, and he likes to get in the corners. He likes to mix it up. He's not afraid to do it, which gives him a lot more notoriety in, amongst teams, because he's not the typical European-style player, so that helps him in with his draft stock. And he can easily be a top four D-man in the next 2 years, without a doubt. I mean, the Leafs would be lucky if he would fall that far. So if he gets there, hopefully the Leafs can scoop him up. He'd be great addition with a couple years of work.
You can view all of Kyle's prospect profiles in the playlist section of our YouTube page. In the meantime, have yourselves a good one. This is the Leafs Convo. I'm out.